With sugar. Is that what you're saying?
So if you do want milk in your coffee, you say, I like it.
With milk.
Or on the other hand, you might say.
Without milk.
And if somebody's not, say if somebody's going away from you, if he's not going away from you, he's coming right.
Toward you.
Okay. Or somebody that you met, you weren't looking for, you might say, well, wasn't looking for someone, so I just sort of ran
into him.
Say if a little girl is given the same name that her mother has, you say that they named the child her mother.
After her mother.
And the kind of animal that barks, you call a...
I don't know, wait, let's go back to the after her mother.
Okay.
I was named for my godmother. I think I might say named for. I've just heard after so much that that was what came out. I might say named for. Okay.
Okay. And the animal that barks, you call that?
It's a dog.
Yep. What do people say if they want their dog to get after another one or another person? You might tell them to do it.
Sick him.
What about if you wanted it to stop what he was doing? If you were fighting with another dog, what would you say?
I don't know that I've ever heard it done. You might call the dog by name and say, come here, or something like that.
Okay. What about a dog that's really not a pure breed? Maybe several mixed together, you'd say he's just an old.
You could say mongrel or mutt.
Any particular names for, or general names for small, noisy, yapping dogs that get under your feet very easily?
No, I don't have one.
Talking about dogs, somebody might say, well, you better watch out for that dog. He might
bite.
Dogs yesterday, he
bit.
And he has
bitten.
In a herd of cattle, the male animal you call a
bull.
Are you aware of any sort of, restrictions there, the usage, maybe old-fashioned?
No, I'm not.
Terms that might not have been used in Mexico?
No.
Okay. And the animal that gives milk, that's a...
Cow.
What about ones before you had very many tractors or things like that, animals that be used for plowing?
Mules.
Anything else maybe that look kind of like a bull?
Well, oxen.
What if you had two of those together, you'd say, when you had
a team?
Mules or oxen?
Probably.
If you had four of them harnessed together, you'd say you had two.
Well, if you're saying two, you have to say two pair, I suppose.
Okay. I'm talking about...
Well, in playing poker, you certainly say you have two pair, so go ahead.
Okay. And talking about cattle, a small one, you call that a...
Calf.
And say if you have a cow that's expecting a calf, you say the cow's going to...
Have a calf. There's also a verb to calve, but I don't think I'd use that. I think I'd say have a calf.
Okay. And animals that people ride for pleasure, you call them...
Horses.
Just one would be a...
Horse.
What do you call a male horse?
Stallion.
Anything else?
No, I've heard stud and gelding, but stallion would be the word I'd use.
And female?
Mare.
What do you say you do? You get on a horse and you begin to...
Ride.
Yesterday you...
Rode.
You had...
Ridden.
If you couldn't stay on, you say you fell...
Off.
Or what about if, in bed, a child goes to sleep, wakes up, finds himself on the floor, and says, well, I fell...
There now. I do know what I say if I don't get it confused with what all these other people say. You fall out of bed. I must have fallen out of bed.